Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the biggest Brewers fans that are out there is the host of the Baseball Postgame Show, Tim Allen, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tim, how you doing today?
Well, we've been better, but we're not at that breaking tirade point quite yet, Bill.
I am getting to the level of frustration in the sense, and I'm going to wait, but my argument here is this, and I said this earlier. Doug Melvin used to tell me this. Ron Wolf used to tell me this. If you believe you're a couple of players away, you go for it, okay? Because if you're right there and you think you can win a championship, you go for it, okay? So the question then becomes, do you think that this team can win a championship? My thought process, Tim, is this. You have to figure out in the next 2 weeks, are you a true contender, or do you start looking and saying, maybe we make a deal that's going to help us now, yeah, but maybe more so next year? Because the one thing this team is missing is pitching, whether it's relief or whether it's starting or both, they're missing pitching. We can talk all we want about Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar and Hernan Perez struggling at the moment and Lorenzo Cain's numbers are down. I get all that. But they're giving up over 4.5 runs a game through this stretch right now, and you're not going to win ball games that way anyway. So I don't care how many home runs you're hitting, or even if you boost the team average a little bit, if you don't have better pitching than this, you're not going to win. So pack it in and wait for next year. So they've got 2 weeks to figure out what they're going to do as far as going for it or not going for it. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think they do. They do, and they will. And they will figure that out. It's not only whether they've got the players, whether they think these players are capable of getting on a run, because we all know that down the stretch that it's the teams, maybe not necessarily that aren't the most talented, but the ones that are hot. And we witnessed that last year. Last year you had a combination of both. You got hot, and you had just a tremendous amount of talent here. This year, a little bit different. They're going to figure that out. I'm right there with you. I would say in the next couple of weeks, I'm at the point where, you know, they've got to make some difficult decisions. And they've had a lot of surprises, and they've had a lot of challenges. They've had some good surprises also. That you know, Adrian Hauser and Freddie Peralta, to a degree, out of the pen. I mean, not bad. I mean, those are surprises we like. But, and the pitching part of it, I'm going to rest on this, Bill, and that is – the element of Josh Hader is grossly underused on this baseball team right now, and I think they know it. I do. I think they know it, and maybe everyone's screaming about Keston Hira, and that may be the first domino to fall, is that they bring him up and they go one less pitcher in the pen so they don't have to make the difficult decisions. They could always go that route. But it's Hader, and it's, you talk about the starting pitchers. I think starting pitching, a lot of it is, of course, talent, but it's also that mental part of the game where if Josh Hader can be unleashed at any moment in time, maybe they get some inner drive that says, hey, man, let me get another out or two counts before you yank me here. I know Hader. We got a one-run lead. Let me go for it. Let me get one more out here and then unleash him. I still say it's Josh Hader. He's the key to a lot of this.
First of all, I agree, because you don't have the Hader effect. The Hader effect would be, you can, and I said this, you have a closer like Knebel. Jeffress was your setup guy, a decent, you know, other arm or two in the pen, and then you could unleash Hader in the fourth, in the fifth, in the sixth. He could eat up a couple of innings. He could get you an out. But managers had to address their offense to face the Hader effect. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Go out and grip it and rip it for seven innings, and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's something that I know they've thought of, obviously, and you know, maybe the Kimbrel thing is a part of this, that they, you know, maybe got close. We don't really know the full story, but man, oh man, I just think you get the lead mid game and you unleash Hader two or three innings or an inning and two thirds, and it just, I don't know, it just feels better to me to know that the other guys flinch to you, and that's the key. Right now, people know that you got the lead. The opponent has the lead against the crew late in a ball game. You don't see Hader. You, hey, man, let's get the lead. Let's get this lead. Let's maintain it. We won't have to face Josh Hader, one of the best in the business.
What do you think this team does? I mean, if you right now, if you're going to fix something, and I'm not saying specific, you know, names that you're going to bring in. My question is, are you sitting there, David Stearns, right now, and you're calling and making deals, or are you going to sit back and say, you know what, I got to figure out what we're doing with the – I think pitching staff – I mean, as much as people want to say bring up Keston Hira for Travis Shaw, I get that, okay? And that, to me right now is a no-brainer. I mean, Travis Shaw with a base knock last night, maybe – we keep saying maybe that's the start of something big, and I certainly hope it is. But to me, it's all about pitching at this point. And if you don't have better pitching, you're not going to go very far. So if you're David Stearns, I'm sure right now he's starting to work the phones and say, okay, what's available, and give me a kind of a feeler as to what you're looking for in return. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think that. Of course, this is, again, everything into perspective. It's not a lost season, guys. It's not. And we have to maintain some semblance of, you know, a guy that's been known to go off a little bit, coming from me. But we have to maintain, for now, some sort of patience. We do. But we are getting there. We are, and Stearns knows it. You don't want to lose this season. There are still workable parts here for a deep run. There's no question about that. And so he is working the phone. I'm convinced of that, and we'll see the landscape of the trade season this year maybe be a little bit different than in years past. And I know you guys have talked about that on the show as well. So we're going to find out here, but he's working the phones. You would have to assume, man, you don't get – we're Brewers fans. We don't get many opportunities like this to be late June here in the midst of a hardcore pennant race. Bill, one thing also on the pennant race thing, I think the funk that they're in has allowed a lot of other teams to be in the mix with them, and not just in the Central with the Cardinals and the Cubs. Now you've opened the door, playing the way you're playing, you've opened the door for now to the Diamondbacks and the Rockies and obviously the Phillies and the Braves over there. So that's one thing that kind of stings a little bit for me if you're looking at pennant race baseball.
Tim, before I let you go, I agree with you that they're going to work the phones. I agree with you that they're going to do what they can to try to make this team better. I wanted to save this email today for you. I talked about it at the very end of the program. I got an email from a guy on La Crosse who says that he's a Brewers fan. He believes in David Stearns and what they did and what they're doing and on and on. But he says he felt lied to because he said that he had heard numerous times. And on this program, all three of them said it. And money would not be the object. But then when you start to talk about bigger names that are out there and the money that's being thrown around, then you hear, but in a small market, we have to be, you know, conscious of our place. And so he kind of says, well, I feel lied to when they say money's not the object because clearly money's the stumbling block for this team to get better. Do you feel lied to?
I don't feel lied to. I think it's a semantical thing almost. It's always going to be about the money. The way the economic structure is in baseball, it's always going to be about the money in Milwaukee. It just is. So what they say to perk up the fans, and you know, they could come back and say, hey, the money wasn't an issue because we don't feel the player was good. We don't feel the player fit in. So they could lean on that a little bit, and I think to a degree that's what they're probably going to have to do. But I don't. That's a rough word. I don't necessarily at this point feel that I've been lied to at all. I mean, the next time you get Stearns on and everything, and you can pony that thing up to him, and that would be an interesting response.
Always good to talk to you, Tim. I feel the same. I think lied to is a very strong word, but I do feel frustration right now mounting in Brewers Nation, so, and I'm sure you're feeling it too. We'll talk again next week, buddy.
Yeah, you got it, Bill. Have fun.
All right, see ya. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it for 80-plus years, and they're looking for new people, good people, too. Hey, by the way, they also want me to remind you that trucks, big trucks, semi-trucks that are cruising around out there, it takes a while for them to stop. So be careful when you're on the road and, you want to change lanes, and be careful cutting them off because it's not always easy. We've seen a couple of big, big semi-truck accidents here in the last couple of days. Specifically in the Kenosha area and the Racine area. So be careful out there. Just remember what you're just remember what you're out there on the road with. But those truck drivers are trying to avoid you as much as you're trying to avoid them. And be courteous. That's from our friends over at Schneider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.